Raise your hand, Mark will get you one of those. I think we covered just about everyone. His story is found in Matthew chapter 19, Mark chapter 10, and Luke chapter 18. It is the story of the rich young ruler. And he went away. Statement is made in Matthew chapter 19. Tonight, let's look at that aspect of this young man. He went away. Three simple words, and yet so much that is profound is revealed in this very idea that he simply went away. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 16 beginning tells us Matthew's account of this. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, which is God. But if thou wert in unto life, keep the commandments. And he saith unto him, Which? Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. But when the young man heard this saying, he went away, sorrowful, for he had great possessions. A great deal is said, of course, in this account of this rich young man. But the word, the phrase, he went away, says a great deal about him. Note this statement together. He went away first from the very presence of the Lord. Went away from the very presence of the Lord. Mark's account tells us in Mark 10:17, And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running near to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Although this young man could hear the Lord audibly, although he could see the Lord's face visibly, although he could view the Lord's appearance personally, he still went away. Tells us that even individuals in the very presence of the Lord still had to respond in a positive way to truth. This young man simply went away. But it also demonstrates man's freedom of choice. Calvinism tells us that God has foreordained all who will be saved and all who will be lost, and that mankind doesn't have a choice in the matter.